good morning, good evening, whatever the case may be. Coming to you from Comic City 2 in Madison, Tennessee.
Son of Maddie.
It's the Geekly Debate. I am David, and joining me today is...
Robert.
Taylor.
Gomer.
And what's on topic today?
We are debating which video game we think deserves a remake the most. A remake?
Yeah, a remake.
Okay. Because not redo.
A distinction, but we're not saying games like that would be drastically overhauled. Like, okay, for instance, the example we used. You were saying, like, oh, maybe do Mega Man, a first-person shooter. No, 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 because that's so drastically different that
it is.
It's no longer a remake.
Yeah, that Metroid game wasn't a remake. Or, it was like a redo.
Yeah, Metroid Prime was not Super Metroid over
shooter,
yeah.
But maybe like a third person over the shoulder.
For Mega Man?
Yeah.
No.
No, I mean, Mega Man's more about platforming than
it is
about shooting.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
But anyway, if we were doing... drastically change something to make it better, then the answer is obviously Mass Effect 3.
Yes, yes, please fix it.
Well, it doesn't need to be fixed, it just needs a new ending.
Yeah.
A better ending.
The ending was the thing that they would absolutely have to fix, but...
We will not turn this debate into another Mass Effect conversation.
The build-up in Mass Effect 3 to the fight on Earth.
Kill the Mass Effect.
Yeah, right?
Okay.
We're not talking about Mass Effect today, we're talking about games that deserve a remake.
I think the obvious one should be the one we go with first. Go ahead, Taylor.
Oh, okay, I am doing the obvious one.
It's the best one. It's the one that should be done.
Final Fantasy VII.
Gosh, I would love that. I would pay full retail price today for another copy of that game in HD.
But
particularly Final Fantasy VII, because the thing that's it's most famous for, the thing that it is most iconic aspect out of it, the thing that is the most influential thing that's come out of it, was the way that it presents a story.
Yes.
Final Fantasy VII opened the door for more elaborate storytelling in games, for more cinematography.
It was the test. Yeah. It proved it.
It came out on like 3 CDs on the PS1. It was the first game, or at least the first major example of a game to have sweeping presentation to
it. Like every time you did a summon, it was like a 5-minute freaking orchestra.
We had that. There were
thing.
Like
that was awesome.
Instead of a cutscene being like 2 pixels punching each other, and oh no, Aeris got stabbed.
Yeah.
It was this huge scene where Sephiroth stabs Aeris.
Yeah, it was. There was drama to it. There was a play to it. You know, it
not
was,
that there wasn't.
If you don't know what happened to Final Fantasy VII by now,
oh yeah,
you're not really. Yeah.
How did you even find the internet to get this podcast?
Decade-old spoilers are not going to get spoiler warnings.
But the problem I have...
Darth Vader's Luke's father, guys.
What?
Spoiler
green is people. He was dead the whole time.
Rosebud's the sled. Move on.
Go ahead, David.
But the problem I would have with a Final Fantasy VII remake is because you already have games in the Final Fantasy franchise that are like that. You have like 11 and 14.
Not that exact story.
It's
an endearing story and an endearing group of characters.
Final Fantasy characters have been as iconic as 7.
Name a Final Fantasy character, the top 5 of most people are going to be characters from that game.
But I'm just saying, gameplay-wise, when you say that, I envision those games.
Well, that's another good point to bring up. They could make the remake, and they could streamline the menus. They could make the old battle system a little less clunky. Still have it be turn-based, otherwise...
Of course, you don't want to change Final Fantasy.
Yeah, you don't want to change it so drastically that
you can put things in better order, have it more reactive to the modern-day controllers, things like that,
If nothing else, there's better button layouts.
Don't change that system where you upgrade weapons, man. Put orbs in the weapons.
Oh my goodness, that was one
of the most fun parts of the whole game.
The fundamental aspects of it the same, but polish it a bit.
Wasn't there a card game in there, too?
No.
You could play?
The card game was introduced at 8.
Was that in 8? They introduced the little side games? Yeah. Cool, great choice. I have no argument for
7
that.
Had the chocobo races.
Oh, that's right, chocobo races.
That's
fucking
right. Chocobos.
He's right. I was going to start saying that. I like chocobos, but he's right. They kind of suck. I can't argue with... I can't argue with Final Fantasy VII. It's a great choice. My choice, I'll go next. My choice is a little, I guess, less famous. But I think the horror genre has gone past us. You know what I mean? They've done everything they can do to scare you in a video game.
Well, I mean, I feel like the survival horror genre has kind of lost its way.
It has.
Dead Space started off okay, but then it became Space Marines.
Exactly. Yeah. It became Halo.
By 3.
Resident Evil 4 was a fun game, but it started this trend of it being more about guns than it is about
spears. I remember the early...
It's just like like the current generation with like the Xbox One, like, was it Dying Light or something?
Yeah, Dying Light. Well, that's a newer game.
They're just retreading old...
And I think Silent Hill was a game that really sucked players in. You were there walking through the fog. When something jumped out, it jumped out at you, not at your character on there. You know, it was really a game that used graphics and the ambiance of the game to really pull you into it. And I think it would really benefit from an HD, you know, makeover.
Yeah, That's a set of games that is showing its age by this time.
Yeah, it was a PlayStation 1.
Yeah,
the first PlayStation that came out on, man.
Yeah, we know how to count, man. We know the PlayStation 1 was the first.
It's just surprising. That's a long time ago.
You don't get it, guys. The PS1 was the first PlayStation.
You don't get it, guys. It was the first PlayStation.
Although, fuck it. I guess the Xbox One is not the first Xbox.
See?
So.
Yeah. It needed that extra.
I stand corrected.
The PlayStation 1 came out while I was still in middle school.
See? And Bob is old.
No, I'm young.
I'm just saying.
Old man Bob.
But I think it would benefit greatly. I think it would benefit greatly from some new paint, maybe even a little bit of better audio. You know, you can definitely sync in the 5.1 surround sound to build the ambiance even more.
And you know what? It's just fair because we were talking before the podcast. Resident Evil has gotten... Say it.
Resident Evil has been remade enough times that it's been done to death.
It's been done to death, but a bomb, yeah.
The PlayStation 1 came out the same year as the OJ trial.
Okay,
think about that.
Oh my goodness.
Resident Evil is like the godfather of survival horror, but...
But even in the Godfather movies, the Godfather ends up dying, and someone takes his place.
Spoiler alert. Silent Hill deserves the remakes that Resident Evil gets.
Agreed.
I mean, Silent Hill, especially Silent Hill 2, were scarier.
Which one was
games.
The apartment room? Where you're stuck in the apartment?
Oh, it's just the room, I think.
Yeah. It was a Silent Hill game.
Yeah, but I forget if it was... It was 4, at least?
Something like that. That was the first one I actually got to actually play.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it just...
It's scary, dude.
Silent Hill 3 was the one with, like, you were playing as, like, that blonde girl.
I think so, yeah.
And there was, like, some dude in a fedora following you around. And some Pyramid Head was 2.
Was 2, yeah.
Hey there.
He was my favorite.
Hey there. Gabby, how you doing?
Oh, dude. Pyramid Head. Gosh. I still, sometimes my nightmares, I'll, like, remember having...
Oh, yeah. I mean, imagine Pyramid Head with modern graphics.
Oh, my goodness, dude.
Imagine those stupid goddamn mannequin things.
Oh, no, I don't even want to. Yeah, then no other game gave me nightmares like that. And it would be cool to have HD nightmares instead of the grainy, you know, shitty nightmares I've been having.
The blocky polygons in my nightmares have got to be replaced.
I hate it. Cool. Who else? Who's going next?
I'll go next.
Because there's no debate. Silent Hill would be... Beautiful.
I would like to see the original KOTOR.
Knights of the Old Republic.
Knights of the Old Republic from the original Xbox.
It's a solid choice.
It's a BioWare game, right?
Yeah.
Back when BioWare was still a thing?
Yeah, back before BioWare was part of EA.
Yeah.
Back when they were good.
Yes.
And didn't care about
Was Dragon Age Awake Inquisition any good?
I haven't played that yet. I haven't gotten to play it yet.
I've heard wonderful things about it.
Well, once again, let's not get on the rag on BioWare bandwagon.
Yeah.
It's good, but now everybody's going to evolve.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I would like to see updated graphics. Yeah, I mean, basically, if you took the graphic engine from KOTOR or the Mass Effect games and just put it with the KOTOR game, I think that would work out really well.
I think so too.
I think you should also have more characters you can cause to go good or evil.
Well, no, you don't want to change it. That's the
problem. No,
you don't
want
to change it.
Actually, in this case, I feel like you could update the combat engine for KOTOR because that's not like the thing you played KOTOR for.
No,
that would be a
story.
Nice adjustment if you made it, you know.
Yeah. KOTOR was the first.
The only major change I might want is the same interactions you would have with Shepard with the choices.
Well,
the
yeah, wheel. You don't want to change the story.
But your character would talk.
Give you the dialogue wheel?
Yeah, the dialogue wheel and the character would
That'd be a good upgrade, is the level of production value that we've come to expect from.
Because it's true, like, you know, RPGs. You give, you know, that your character is giving that great speech, but it's just basically the text.
Oh, you want a voiceover?
Yeah.
I could definitely
for your character.
Well, KOTOR was the first game where it felt like things that I did in the game had mattered. They mattered to what was going on in the game. Things that I would say, just little things I would say, could have these huge repercussions, you know, and that was really, that's like commonplace in most RPGs now. It's expected. When you talk to somebody, you're going to see that dude, you know, at the end of your game, he's going to be different depending on what you said.
As far as major examples, I feel like Elder Scrolls is the only one where they don't really have a voice acted protagonist, and even then, the rest of the voice cast is pretty robust.
Yeah. So yeah, I would like to see a modern treatment done with that game, KOTOR. It was easily the best Star Wars game I've ever played, and a great RPG.
Oh yeah.
Bob's waiting with bated breath. He doesn't have nothing to say. He's been secretively holding on to his choice.
All right.
So we can all make fun of it and talk shit.
Warcraft, not World of Warcraft.
Oh.
The RTS, the real-time strategy, Warcraft. They've updated and done StarCraft 2, which is an updated graphics engine where you play StarCraft.
Yes.
With extra stuff.
Yeah.
I think the original Warcraft Warlords of Draenor put enough of a viewing of people into the history of World of Warcraft in which they could revisit and put better graphics with the Warcraft, Warcraft 2, Warcraft 3, and Warcraft 3 Frozen Throne.
I think because of the popularity of World of Warcraft and people are into the, you know, the mythos and all that, people know the characters, they would want to go back and see how those characters became who they are. I'm just not sure those RPG players are going to want to play a real-time strategy. They're totally different sorts of gamers.
I feel like Warcraft, you could just have a sequel to it rather than a remake.
Like Command & Conquer continues to do. Which I'm cool with. I love the new Command &
Conquer.
KOTOR
was about its characters and setting.
They won't be doing an RTS for the Warcraft right now.
We know.
Heroes of the Storm.
Yeah, this is all just hypothetical. Yeah, we're talking hypothetical. What we'd like them to do. We'd love them to do it.
But KOTOR has a... It's a setting with characters that...
World of Warcraft. Or Warcraft.
KOTOR.
Oh, KOTOR? Oh, go ahead. My bad. Oh,
I'm arguing against him with
this. Oh, okay.
Yes. KOTOR should be a remake because it's that story, that setting, those characters that people remember from the game so well.
Yeah. Okay.
Final Fantasy VII, it's Cloud and Sephiroth and those specific characters, that specific story that people want to see with better production value.
You're saying Warcraft, they don't want to see those.
Well, I'm just saying it's not characters. You don't remember Warcraft for the characters, most people.
Yeah, I don't.
I played through... The only time I played Warcraft was to go through the story modes.
Well, but you did that as a fan of World of Warcraft.
No.
That's anecdotal evidence at best, man. I don't think that's the typical Warcraft experience.
I don't think that people who play World of Warcraft would migrate to a new Warcraft RTS because I just don't think they're the same type of gamer. I think if they want to read that stuff, there's novels they could read. There's fan fiction. There's just the wiki they could go to get that background.
The Warcraft
they don't have
experience
to
is more about
send your elves to go get some wood, you know,
Warcraft
for a day
is more
and a
about
half.
The system and less about the setting.
And honestly, that system has been copied
there's nothing wrong
by
with
every other real-time strategy game that has ever followed it to just the most amazing success. I mentioned Command & Conquer. Command & Conquer EA directly stole that from Blizzard. That whole idea of go and get your stuff and then, you know, this guy can beat this guy, you know, teaming up against your armies and stuff.
But like I said,
I just don't think story-wise, I think it'd be a fun game to play just because I'm a huge fan of real-time strategy games.
I didn't
know
that's kind of a prerequisite for making a remake is it's about the story. That
yeah. Well, in Silent Hill, I think it's the story, but it's going back to Silent Hill with new paint.
And the atmosphere.
Yeah, the atmosphere. But the atmosphere, I love the characters in Warcraft. Don't get me wrong. But I don't think that's why people play the game, like Taylor said. They play it because it's a really good real-time strategy game.
Yeah, that's what I meant to do. I just got it mixed up.
Yeah, it's a good RTS.
Yeah.
But even if I'm going there, I don't even think it's the best real-time strategy game that Blizzard's ever made.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
I think StarCraft. Better, yeah. StarCraft is amazing.
All StarCraft is, though, is a
sci-fi version of...
No, it's a digitalization of Warhammer 40K.
Well, yeah, and Warhammer 40K actually has its own real-time strategy game, which is nothing like Warhammer 40K. It's more like Warcraft.
Was Blizzard trying to prove that they could do an RTS to get the Warhammer license?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's how it started out.
Yeah. And then Warhammer was like, nah.
Yeah. And then we're like, Games Workshop was like,
yeah,
nah.
Like, nah. And then they're like, well, screw you, here, we'll do it. And then all those years later, there is a Warhammer 40K real-time strategy game that's not based on Warhammer. It's based on Warcraft.
Yeah.
I know.
So, you know,
everything comes full circle.
Well, we have Warcraft, not World of Warhammer.
Yeah. And then but let's go even further. There is now a Warhammer game that is a multiplayer role-playing game, but it's also not based on Warhammer. It's based on World of Warcraft. So that's a deep story. That's a fascinating story to me.
Absolutely.
Games Workshop has eggs on their face.
Yeah, Games Workshop.
Games Workshop has lots of eggs on their face, but that's a whole.
Man, that first person shooter they had for the 40K, oh, it was so bad.
No, I mean, not that. It's like
they're gaming?
Their gaming is just so unreal.
It's a niche market, man.
Well, it's not that it's a niche market. It's like they came out with like the sixth edition, and then they've come out with the seventh edition like within 6 months of each other.
Well, you don't have to play with the new edition, though. But, I mean...
Yeah, you do have to have the new edition.
The thing about Warhammer, the tabletop game, is it's a bigger niche than I think any other game is. Because you have to be a fan of modeling.
Yeah.
You have to be a fan of gaming.
Yeah.
And you have to be a fan of, like, the story, all the characters. You have to know what all the other armies do, too. It's a deep game to get into.
But basically, they crank out new stuff. Like,
well, people are modeling. Modelers want to do models.
No, I'm talking about the rule books. They've gone from
They've
gone from like
not new models.
Oh, and new models.
Well, the new models I think are the biggest part.
They've gone from like
third edition.
They went
in the past
from like
3 years, third to seventh.
Yeah, they've gone from like fourth to seventh in like 3 years' time.
You're saying they're maybe abusing their fan base.
A little bit.
And each rule book goes up in price every time, too.
Yeah.
Man, I mean, D&D's been around for like 30 years and they're already on 5th edition only.
I know, right? And those books haven't really gone up in price.
No, but it's like, not a main rule book. The main rule book, and then you have all these other smaller codexes. And the codexes are like $50.
We're getting pretty far.
Yeah, we're getting.
Yeah, we are.
But yeah.
Do we have any honorable mentions for games we'd like to see get a remake? I don't. I mean, it's difficult for me to gauge. There's a game called Xenogears back in the day that was sort of like Final Fantasy. It was a turn-based.
Yeah.
And it was the introduction of the whole Xeno saga. There was Xenogears and then Xeno... all kind of Xeno somethings.
Yeah.
This game was the best. I played it hours and hours and hours. Personally, I would love to see them do an HD remake of it. But it's really not something everybody would love. Just me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, like...
Well, yeah, if we're doing like... sort of extremely niche crowd, maybe like Skies of Arcadia or something. Like, and they actually did make a remake of that for the GameCube.
Dark Cloud was a game I loved when I was younger.
That was
I wish
awesome.
They do a remake of that. It was like SimCity meets role-playing game. It was brilliant. But yeah, usually there's not a lot of games that need these because games that are successful get sequels. So they don't really need... Final Fantasy is different because even though it has sequels, it's totally different every time.
That story, though, for 7, though, is the iconic one.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then things like Zelda. They have done 3D editions of Ocarina of Time, and most recently Majora's Mask.
Yeah.
Majora's Mask is unique in Zelda. It's not really something I feel like they could do a sequel for.
I think all the Zeldas are unique to the Zeldas. I think that's one of the key features of the franchise. They're all pretty much different, you know. They're the same, but different.
Yeah.
Not many games can do that, man. Zelda's the best. I love it. Can't wait for that new one, that really expansive universe one to come out.
Zelda Skyrim that they're making now?
Whatever. It's going to be awesome.
I hope that's the name of it. Legend of Zelda Skyrim.
Yeah, right? No other honorable mentions? It's hard.
It is.
It's Tetris? No.
The Jade Empire.
Oh, yeah. We did mention Jade Empire.
Why the fuck would you make HD Tetris? It's really they have. Oh, and also, man, like,
I love it.
They made Sphere Tetris.
This is one of those things where it plays just fine on the Game Boy.
It does.
Not the Game Boy. The Game Boy.
Just black and white. Just grayscale.
Battery issues, sure. But,
But yeah, I would be cool with Jade Empire. It was a different sort of role-playing game that not a lot of role-playing games take you. A lot of them are sci-fi or like medieval fantasy. This was, you know, Eastern mythology. It was cool.
I would want to, if I wanted to get like a high HD remake of something like an old arcade game, like that Aerosmith game.
No, Journey Escape.
There aren't really a lot of old,
remember Journey Escape,
the one with the guns and all that.
No, I didn't play that.
There aren't really a lot of old 8-bit games I feel like necessarily need a remake,
like an update.
It's just like, okay, like
Blaster Master.
Space Invaders is two directions and a button.
Yeah,
there's not really the complexity there.
Asteroid.
Yeah, there's not really a lot.
Contra.
There. Yeah, Contra. Ooh, would be an
Contra.
Be okay.
Contra might be interesting.
Did was like, Army of Two not a Contra remake in a way
without aliens?
But you can't
spiritual
really,
successor maybe.
How
but not
do you
a remake,
do a,
no.
a platform like that? I don't think a platformer like that is fun anymore. That's like saying let's do a remake of Double Dragon. Sure, it's new.
They do those all the time.
Well, but they don't call them Double Dragon.
They put them like on the arcade, live arcade.
Yeah, I don't know.
They did a remake. They did an updated remake of DuckTales.
Well, I liked that DuckTales game.
Yeah,
that was pretty fun. So yeah, there are definitely some out there that they could do.
DuckTales is a hidden gem.
It is a hidden gem.
That was a fun game.
Dude, that was... I've days and days I put into that.
Pogo
All right.
Stick Mechanic.
Oh man, Pogo Stick Mechanic. Let's finish up. No other choices? Good. Thanks for listening, everybody, to this episode of the Geekly Debate. If you have an idea for a debate that you'd like to share with us, please share it. Like us on iTunes, subscribe, all that good stuff. Thanks as always to Comic City 2 in Madison, Tennessee for the venue. We couldn't do anything we do without them. Thanks for listening. Check everything we do on Outright Geekery.
All right, join us next week for the Geekly Debate. Same geek time, same geek channel.
Kind of fell out from under
you. We did, it kind of fell out from under you.